This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining us on our program. And it's time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right. We're headed off to the sunny and warm. Did you find your outline yet? Have you lost yourself?
Are you sure? But it's okay.
You sure?
Don't worry about it. All right. Don't worry.
Okay. He's got his script, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise, he doesn't know how to get here.
Okay.
Bill from Orlando, Florida writes,
right.
Dear Jim and Randall, what can I do about a relative that keeps borrowing money from an elderly aunt with no intentions of paying it back? Bill, I have a friend. I have a brother who does the same thing.
Well, here, there's not much you can do unless you have the aunt declared not competent to manage your own affairs and have whatever jurisdiction you're in Florida, either a committee or a conservator appointed to protect your interests. And then he or she can refuse to pay this fellow or give him any more loans.
They have to declare her incompetent? There's no step
well,
in between?
Well, because it's her life. She can lend money to whomever she wants.
Can't they say cease and desist on her behalf?
Who's going to say? But if you get the conservator, she can't handle her affairs, so he will not lend any more money on her behalf.
Okay.
If they have that kind of an officer, and I think they obviously do, sometimes it could be called a receiver, sometimes a guardian, sometimes a conservator, sometimes a committee, but it's to protect someone who cannot manage their own affairs or who are, because they're elderly, they're being taken advantage of.
Right. Okay. All right, Bill. Well, good luck with that. Tom from Tulsa, Oklahoma writes, what steps are required to amend the U.S. Constitution?
Well, first thing you got to do is three-quarters of the Congress, or two-thirds of the Congress, I've forgotten, I don't have my Constitution with me. Can you believe it's the first time?
I've never,
in
20
years,
that you don't have
but
your
anyway,
Constitution.
But anyway, they have to make a resolution to have an amendment to the Constitution. And if they pass that resolution, then it has to go to the various states. And the states, three-quarters of the states, have to pass it by whatever system they use, either two-thirds of their legislators, or they can do it in a convention.
Okay.
So that
a constitutional convention?
Right, a constitutional. Well, each state has it, and they decide whether they want to have the amendment. And when three-quarters of the states ratify that amendment, it is then an amendment. But it has to be proposed by both houses and, I don't remember whether it's two-thirds or three-quarters, but I'll get it clarified next week.
Okay, good. That's good.
And,
there is a very formal process.
And it's a very formal process and a process which is not used very often, as you know.
Right. Well, okay. It's arduous, obviously. Hey, here's Mary from New York City.
Right.
Dear Jim and Randall, do you believe that Charles Rangel should be impeached for what he has done? No.
I think he should be drawn and quartered. Right. I think, let me say this, I think he ought to not only executed would be another word, but not only for what he's done, but for a whole bunch of other things that you know he's done that hasn't come out.
Right.
I think he should be impeached, but that will never come about.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, it's not just so much an impeachment when it comes to this. Rather, the House rules can throw him out themselves, I think, without impeaching him.
Okay. But they're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that. They're going to give him a slap on the wrist. Mary, I'm sorry, but
that's how it goes, Mary. We are sorry. We're gravely disappointed.
You're right.
But there's not much we can do about it.
Exactly.
And he won't come on the show. Because we would impeach him. We would vote. We would have a quick vote here.
Yeah, very good.
All
those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those in favor of drawing quartering?
Aye. It would be pretty quick.
Guillotine.
Yeah, I.
That's right.
All right, we're having fun with Charlie Rangel because he's been having fun with us for 40 years.
And with our money.
Exactly. Beth from Shreveport, Louisiana writes, Dear Jim and Randall, how do you enforce a cease and desist action?
Well, it's an order, really.
It should be called an order, a cease and desist order?
A cease and desist order comes from an administrative agency, usually. Let's assume that it's the FDA. and people are, you know, adulterating food, the XYZ okay. canning company. They say to them, you are to cease and desist. If they don't, then they may be prosecuted for crimes, depending on the nature of the legislation and everything. Or, Beth, they might be, they might go, the agency might go into court and have them enjoined from going further. But a cease and desist order really is an administrative injunction.
Okay.
And it's enforced by usually a prosecution if they avoid it. If you avoid it, if you don't obey a cease and desist order, you are in contempt.
All right. There you go. Good question, Beth. Betty from Fargo, North Dakota. Is it snowing there? Probably is.
Jeez, I heard there's a big
storm blowing out there.
Tremendous blizzard out there. Utah, man. Colorado, Dakotas, Minnesota.
Well,
Montana.
Betty, if you can hear this message, if you can hear under the piles of snow, and we're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you, Betty, because we get our share. We get about 140 inches of snow here every year,
right.
And about 250 inches of BS.
That's right.
So she writes, Dear Jim and Randall, under what conditions can a municipality force me to sell my property?
Under conditions in which they take that property for a public use.
Okay.
In other words, they need to build a road.
Mm-hmm.
But the conditions are that they must reimburse you. They must give you just compensation.
Present market value?
The market value. The fair, well, it is the fair full value of the property taken.
Okay.
And that's just compensation. And whether it's the state or a municipality, you all are under the same rules. And that's a constitutional protection. And sometimes a public use is also a public purpose. They've really broadened the word.
Well, there was a case in Connecticut, wasn't there, where they went beyond?
That was the Kelo case. Mrs. Kelo sued the city of New London because they took her property to turn it over to a private company so it would give better taxes and stuff like that. And the United States Supreme Court, in its wisdom, and I use that word in its broadest sense, really meaning ignorance, upheld that. It's one of the worst decisions we've ever had.
Right, that's right.
And so, in any event, that's the circumstance. They have to find a public purpose and or use and then pay you what that property is worth.
Okay, there you go, Betty. And who'd want that frozen tundra anyway?
Not only that, you have to get appraisals and things like
right.
that. They have to do it fairly, and you have to probably, they don't start very fairly. And there are proceedings in courts that provide you with fair compensation.
All right. Here's what I recommend, Betty. Don't shovel the driveway. They will not be able to find your house. All right, because we know what that feels like. We're going to take a short intermission. The band is struck up again. My partner, Mr. Hartman, is changing from his judge's robes to his professorial robes. That's quite an outfit you got on there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Laura's Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hart.
And you're just in time for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to actress Malin Ackerman for getting the movie role of porno queen Linda Lovelace in an upcoming Deep Throat bio movie about the porn princess. Ackerman was given the part after superstar Looney Tune Lindsay Lohan was fired for not being able to perform the role.
Our information has it that many in the porno film world wanted Paris Hilton to play the role because she, like Lohan, having been training for the part for years. We have learned, however, that Hilton will be considered for the sequel, Swollen Glands.
That's the sequel to Deep Throat.
You know,
Swollen Glands.
She was going to star. Lohan was going to star in this adult movie. How
right.
could she star in an adult movie? She's not an adult.
Right. Oh, my God. They're battling for the parts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Is Linda Lovelace still alive?
Who knows? Who knows?
I'll have to check with our foreign movie reporter, Mike LaDouche.
Right.
Because he knows everything there is to know about foreign movies.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about our crack crew and offer them a nice, happy Thanksgiving. Now, of course, that's our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gale Force.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded-All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazzarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faldlesham III.
English fellow?
Oh, yes. Oxford, you know.
Really?
Yes, always wears the shoe.
Our hair and makeup specialist, Miss Georgia Peachfuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
Director of Impressionism, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
Our Italian limo driver, Mario Giustinatine.
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 Each week, ladies and gentlemen, he gets us to the station. Giustinatine. Well, folks, you've survived another hour on Lawyers Who Need Them. Well, we hope you have. And if you haven't, it was nice knowing you.
What can I tell you?
Be kind to your neighbors. Have a great week. Enjoy your turkey. In this case, you've already enjoyed it.
Right.
And be kind to your neighbors, and no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.